This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, and we're coming to you at the end of a pulsating game at the new Griffin Park. Brentford 2, Chelsea 2. And it was a result where, to be quite honest with you, we were probably a little bit gutted that we didn't get 3 points out of that one. Went 1-0 down, 2-1 up. Yeah, wicked. Yeah, we'll see you back later. Just said goodbye to characters, but you know what I'm saying? Went 2-1 up, and then slightly annoying, Chelsea came back, got a goal, and it was a little bit of squeaky bum time last few minutes, but other than Brentford got themselves a point here today. If you say to play, any fan here, were they happy for a point before the game? They'd say yes, all of them, before that one. Just notching away, just getting a point here, getting a point there, getting a point everywhere. But on the light of it, probably a little bit of a disappointing result, don't you think?
It was disappointing because we hit the post twice in the second half. And it's our Achilles heel, really, isn't it? The two back post headers was their two goals. They didn't create anything much more than that, really. Nothing particularly dangerous. No Fleck and Wonder saves were required. So we certainly deserved the point. I think we probably deserved the three overall. And I thought we're good. Before the game, looking at the lineup, etc., I wasn't overly excited. I wasn't expecting anything really from it, especially the way we played on Monday as well. I'm very pleased with the performance, pleased with the point, and we could have done better.
We got one person happy with the performance today, probably not happy with the result. A little bit disappointed with the point?
Given that their second goal came from the fault that always happens to us. Ball goes into the box, and we simply don't have the centre-backs to deal with it properly. I'm not an expert in the art of defending, but there is clearly an issue there which we've got to sort out if we want to go on. I suppose at the end of the day, a point will do us, will help us, but I do feel that it's 2 points dropped rather than 1 point gained. And at this time of the season, this point of the season where we are in the league, we need those points. We're still not going to go down. So I am disappointed with today's result. I thought we could have hung in there.
We've got my men there. 2 point, 1 point, point gained or 2 points dropped? What do you reckon?
Right now, any point is a good point.
I mean, talk to me about that game, you know? Oh. I mean, now talk to me about that game. It was, initially, it wasn't looking great, was it?
Initially, it wasn't. Then it did look great. Then it didn't look great. So, I don't know, take from that what you will.
Again, we can take what it up, but the people that weren't watching that game, I mean, how do you think, look at that West Ham game, we were pretty stinky in that game, but I thought this was a different game altogether, wasn't it?
Yeah, 100%, but, Chelsea are a rubbish team, right? and we should have done better today. Same sort of problems though, right? We're not starting fast enough and we have to go down for us to come back to do something. It's not great. I'm happy with a point. I'll take that. Got to keep that scoreboard ticking over. I'll take it.
You beast.
Up the breeze.
Yes. We're sort of sitting there all during the match. We keep saying, take a point, take a point. You said no at the beginning. But at the end of the end, you had to take a point, didn't you?
Well, I said take three, really, Billy. I don't think Chelsea are very good. But with the team that we got, that was a decent performance today. Disappointing goals. Two similar goals, back post headers again. We've done that a lot this year. But you can't really fault much else about the performance and the effort, and the people who couldn't see where the next point was coming from. Well, there's one. You know, we probably need three or four wins now. You can see that we can get those. There's some top performances as Thomas is out there today. You know, Norgaard, Tony. I've got to give credit to Mads Roslev today because he's coming for a little bit of stick about not going forward. He was our most creative attacker for most of that game. Disappointing. I think in hindsight, it's not a bad point either. A few more of those will be safe.
Pig's happy, character's happy. Listen, they're happy with the point. You know, we've got one of our most pessimistic fans out here today at Ali Valen. You don't believe we're ever going to win today, but to be fair, today we should have won.
Yeah,
and it goes to show you what we can do.
Yeah, we should have won, but defensively, we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a centre-half with absolutely zero confidence, it seems, in Collins at the moment. Two goals that we should really have defended, and it's just like, we've got the defenders that we've got, so we have somehow got to find a way to get them working as a unit and working well in the next few games, especially next week, because next week's going to be really tough. On the plus side, I thought a couple of players had a really good game. Regulon was much improved for Monday night. He's taken over Brian's role at hitting the post. So you can't help feeling if one of those had gone in, it would be fantastic. It would have been a different story. But Witter, who's trying to do something spectacular the entire game, but finally managed to do it. Great goal. A goal that deserved to win the game. Just wonder why Norgaard didn't get a shout in the lead up to their goal. It was just sort of like, in their second goal. But
and Roslev, come on.
Roslev, I thought, was... He had a really, really good game. Deserved to score that goal. And I think Ivan had a really good game today without actually scoring, although I would say at the end, either he needed to pass or shoot in that move right at the end there. But I thought he held the ball up really well. And what drives me up the wall is he gets zero protection from referees. There are loads of occasions in that game you think, that's Haaland, it's a foul, it gets given. And what's he supposed to do when their defender's got their arms around his neck? He can't play the ball, can he?
Give him a hug.
Well, you know... Which is really frustrating for him and, it, frustrating for us. But hugely improved on Monday night. We just really got to find some way of getting the three centre-halves we've got until the international break working together and defending as a unit without giving away those soft goals. Because they were both pretty soft goals to concede. So that was disappointing. But a point is a point. Could be really crucial come the end of the season and, you know... Let's go beat Arsenal next week.
Up the arse. Soft point, bees. Listen. I've still predicted that's the one game that we're going to win, as we said. Disappointing today, wasn't it? But good.
Yeah, I enjoyed a really, really positive performance. You've got to be here to really appreciate that, just how hard the boys worked today. And it does make it disappointing when you look at the end result and you think, it feels like you're only getting a point out of it, doesn't it? Which I don't want to turn my nose up at it, but with the chances that we had, with how good we played, hitting the woodwork twice, it is a bit disappointing not to get the 3 points, yeah.
Look, West Ham, it's almost like we've got to just put that game behind us because that was proper stinker. My view is that you have to take each game as it comes, and Brentford seem to be able to kind of like take each game as it comes, and doesn't matter if it's West Ham or Arsenal or Man City, we can potentially get a result out of each one. So you look at Man City, we played very well and it's really good. Then you come back and you play stinker against West Ham. We came against Chelsea today. We had a little bit of a patch where we didn't look good, but all of a sudden we were like, we can actually win this. We really felt we could win this game. If we can go to every single game with the same kind of mentality, you know that there's going to be, two, three, four of those games we're going to win.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. It's not necessarily how you play, because Frank is all about playing differently for each different team. The important thing is the mentality when you're playing. And when you've got that and you're playing positive and the fans get behind you, it all feeds into itself. And that's the only way you can do it. For a club like us, you have to go to each game individually and tackle it individually, and you can get the best out of each individual game.
So looking at that, are you confident for the season?
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. As I said, you've got to be here to really appreciate it, that we're not playing bad. I don't think we've had a single game this season where we've played the same starting 11 as the game before. We've been all over the place, and it's not our fault. We've had players go off for AFCON, we've had bans, we've had injuries, and now we've got all full back four out. And there's not a single game we played this season, instead, where they've been comfortable playing with the same 11 that they played with the week before. So I think they've got to get a lot of credit, really, for the whole squad. That's the other thing, given we haven't got the deepest squad in the league, that we're still able to pull out performances like we did today.
UBs.
UBs.
Excellent. All right, so, listen, you sit on the fence sometimes. Sometimes you're in depressive zone, sometimes you're positive zone.
Yeah.
Right. Today you must have seen some positive shoots.
Second half, I thought, when we showed a lot more ambition, they were rocking Chelsea, they really were. And I thought, you know, if we can use this as a springboard, I mean, the next game, you know, is going to be tricky. But as long as it's a good performance, like we saw in the second half, packed, full of character, I thought.
Character.
I mean, the first half, I was just a bit disappointed in the number of 50-50s we missed out on and the second balls we didn't quite get. Second half, we were winning 50-50s, getting to a good percentage of the second balls, and I just thought we looked so much more effective. You know, go 2-1 up, the crowd. I mean, you could see the confidence sort of like surge through them. It's like a ready back advert, yeah, wasn't it? You know, and you know, I've got to say, words for Mats Roslev and Johan Wisser. I thought they looked like they'd had a lot of spark, a lot of energy. And, you know, we have a week rest now, and it does feel like a bit of a defeat because, you know, we should have won that, really.
We could have won it.
And we had two off the post. You know, but that just sums up our luck at the moment. But, you know, the luck will turn. You know, I know I get criticised quite a lot for criticising referees. But, again, you know, we get nothing. We get nothing. No 50-50s from referees. And I think now I've actually reached the stage where you just have to accept that you're not going to get anything from these refs because they are unconsciously biased towards the bigger clubs. Fact. But performance-wise, I couldn't be happier. I'll drive home happy tonight.
I'm going to say it, and I'm not going to do the negative, because we love all our players. We think Brentford players, they give 100%. I thought what was a little bit of a shame was the second goal was, in effect, was given away by Norgaard's needless pass back to the opposition, which actually gave them, you know, they gave them the play. Okay, yeah, I think they got... I think Flecken saved it. I think it went out for the corner, and then from the resultant corner, bang, they got a goal. Yeah. But it's really... It's almost like, for me, West Ham... We were needlessly giving the ball away, and sometimes that was not very Brentford, because we didn't needlessly give the ball away, and that seems to be a little bit of a trait.
Yeah, but when you've only got Ivan effectively and Johan, who's different kind of player to Brian Mbeumo can pick it up on the half turn on the halfway line and drive at people with pace, you know, whereas Wiss is a bit more first 10-15 yards, isn't he? So he's a different kind of player, and I think, you know, that without that, I mean, there were a couple of occasions second half where Norgaard's coming through and there's not quite a ball that he wanted to give. So he got dispossessed, which, you know, yeah, unfortunate. But, you know, I thought Norgaard played really, really well today. I mean, it was a difficult game for him to actually sort of stamp his mark on it, because they were quick into the tackle, Chelsea. But you know, he still manages to get those little break-ups when Chelsea are pushing on us, and we second half, I thought we were the better side, definitely.
And Chelsea, billion pound bottlers, bottle jobs.
Yeah, I mean they're not really very good, are they? I mean they've got some decent individuals. I think possibly one of the most disappointing things was the nature of the two goals, which were sort of like identikit goals, really, crosses, yeah, you know, to the back post, and we haven't picked people up, and yeah, bosh. Which is a shame. But second half performance, more than happy. Come on, UBs.
More characters in the house, and little reflection just outside the stadium here. We see half and half scarf. In fact, I'm going to talk to half and half scarf man, actually. Yeah, actually, because half and half scarf man. I've got to talk to half and half scarf man, because I heard that your car broke down today. I heard that today you had the spanners out. Do you have a wheel thing going on? Were you worried that you wouldn't be able to smell the half and half scarf today? Was that right?
Mate, I always sell scarves, mate.
But if the car had broken down, you would. You've done,
Uber, mate. I've got Uber.
That's right.
So you've always got a plan B.
I've got a plan B, mate.
That's right. Plan B. So how's it going today? Is it all right?
Got something, mate.
Would have been better if Brentford had won that game, though. Don't you think so?
Doesn't matter, mate. It's all for the tourists.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got no tourists down at Brentford except for the Scandinavians and a few of the Americans. All right. Have a good day, anyway. Cheers. So that was half and half scarf, man. I was coming down, driving down on the A406, and I saw this car pulled up on the wayside, and characters are outside, they're taking the wheel off, and I saw a load of half and half scarves on the floor, and I realised it was half and half scarf, man, his car had broken down,
and he had to fix his car by the side of the North Circular Road just by Hanger Lane. So I think he was a bit embarrassed when I rumbled him, you know what I'm saying, and he's like, oh, now I've got to talk on the podcast and talk about my half and half scarves and my car breaking down. Never mind half and half scarf, man, you're all good. Anyway, listen, I'd come back to you. Let's talk about more sensible things. Half and half scarves must go. Let's talk about the game. Today's game, you're a little bit disappointed by the lack of application for the Bees in the first half, weren't you?
No, well, you look at the second half where we sort of pressed them, got the ball into the box a bit more, won those seconds, second balls, 50-50s. You think first half, surely you played like that from the start and you would have come out with a better result. First half was really poor and that goal came out of nowhere, poor defending.
Chelsea goal, that is.
Yeah, Chelsea goal came out. It was, just from a throw and then a random...
Their first chance as well, though, wasn't it?
Their
only chance.
He rounded the keeper beforehand, but there's two chances that he had. But the second one should have been defended a lot better. Should have pressed from the throw in. Crossing would never come in. But second one...
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
I think we had them. Hit the post a couple of times. You think you just played like that from the start, you would have come out with a better result. They're not. Chelsea aren't a good side. I think it's disappointing in the end.
Disappointing in the end. I mean, again, looking at the bigger picture, I mean, they say Chelsea, they're not a good side, but, you know, we're talking about Sheffield United, we're talking about Luton, we're talking about Everton, we're talking about Crystal Palace, you're talking about Nottingham Forest, you're talking about sides like that. And are you saying that Chelsea are a better side than those teams? Because that's what we've got to really worry about.
Of course they're better than those sides, but they've got a lot of individual talent there. But as a team, the mentality as well, bottle jobs last week, losing to a load of 18-year-olds.
$1 billion bottle jobs?
$1 billion bottle jobs, up the genus. I think you see in the second half, you sort of apply a bit of pressure, get the ball into the box, and they go into their shell. So I understand that we've been on a poor run of form, perhaps we're lacking in confidence, but you play on the front foot against teams like that, you're more likely to come out a result. We nearly did it in the second half. The second goal was poor, wasn't it? I think we lose it in the midfield, just dawdling on the ball.
That's Norgaard again, and I'm not knocking him, but like I said to you, that was a real surprise for me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even challenged. We just gave the ball away.
Yeah. Keeper should have done better with the shot as well. He fluffed it and then tried chasing after it, didn't he? And a poor defender from the corner. If you were offered a point before the game, you would have taken it. But then to sort of come out with it like that, you think, especially when the 3 points are there, 2-1 up, game was in our hands. It was, a bit disappointing in the end, but I guess better than the previous weeks.
You were happy with that point, weren't you? I could see you purring, smiling. Happy with that. You thought that was a good point.
Excellent point, yes.
Why?
Why? Because I think they fought with a team we've got, quite a few reserves, but I think they did very well. They worked hard, and I think the crowd got behind them. Made the whole scene a good effort.
The first half, we went behind again. I was well disappointed when we went behind in that first half because, I didn't think Chelsea... I mean, OK, they had a little chance that they probably should have put away. But in general, I didn't think that they were up to much. And then they got that goal, which is a typical goal that always gets scored against us. Ball comes across, bang. They let them get the cross in. Deep ball to the far post. And a defender doesn't defend it, player goes bang in the back of the net.
Yes, unfortunately, that. But in the second half, we came back much, much better. And I think Rozalev had a cracking game today.
Yes, yeah, he did, didn't he?
Excellent game. In fact, I think most of the players played above themselves.
And Frank, I mean, Frank the Tank Onyeka as well. You know, he's come back, since he's come back from the AFCON, he's been looking quite a potty for it, hasn't he?
He has, and he's much better control of the ball, bringing it under control. His engine is still the same, really.
The tank.
Tank. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, and, you know, we have to mention the fact that we did hit the post two times as well. And it wasn't like a cheeky, it was like a proper bitching cannoned off the post,
yes.
You know, which was very unlucky.
What about that header from the young left back? What's his name? I've forgotten it now.
Regulon. Yes.
Excellent. And he got so high above the player, and you could see his neck going, and he really put force behind the ball.
Not force, though. Not Marcus Force.
No. Very good.
Yes. So, but anyway, overall, you know, seeing that, you're very happy and you're very confident.
And I think
it's going to be Super Bees.
I think we're going to get there in the end. I think we'll survive.
You Bees. We're back in the glow, back in the boozer, back in the glow. We got Pat on the hop. And Pat, I'm going to ask you, because sometimes you're not happy, sometimes you're very happy. Were you happy with that?
Yes and no, to be quite truthful. I was hoping today that we could come away with 3 points. I'm so pleased we didn't lose and we've got 1 point. I get a bit frustrated with the Bees. I know at the moment we've got a weakened side and we've not been very fortunate, but sometimes we start off well. We had plenty of shots at that goal, and it's all hit and miss. We hit the bar twice, and I just want the Bees to really pick up and do well, but I'm so pleased that we came away with a point and we didn't lose against Chelsea. But lately we've all been frustrated with the game. We've been just burden with injuries, but we're fighters and we plod on, and you know I'm only going to wish the Bees all the best, and we've got to, I desperately don't want us to go down. I don't think we deserve to go down.
Well, looking at this Luton game, I mean, everyone's worried about Luton. I keep saying this, they ain't going to win every game till the end of the season. They're 2-0 down against Aston Villa, and listen, if they pick up, they deserve to stay up, because at the end of the day, they're going to have to win a whole heap of games to stay up. So I think everyone needs to just chill out. We picked up a good point today.
We did pick up a good point, but Collins didn't have a really good game. It was frustrating. And then I know Ivan Toney is rated so much, but I'm sorry to say, I don't rate him. I don't think he looks fit at all. And I think he's overrated, Ivan Toney. I know a lot of Bees fans wouldn't agree with that, but I can only speak as I find, and I feel that he needs to put more effort in, because we're going to lose him, and, you know, I wish the Bees better. So I'm not going to end on a bad note. I'm pleased we've come away with the point. I said this, but I just want us to pick up and not go down.
Come on, you Bees.
Come on, you Bees. Always. They're in my heart. They'll always be in my heart. Thank you.
Bees in the house. Bees in the house. I've heard Bees in the house. Happy Bees in there in the globe here today. Just chilling out, watching Luton going down to Aston Villa. You going down with the Fulham? No. Not going down with the Fulham at all, are you?
No. We're not going down, mate. Not if we put in performances like that we did today. You've got to be really proud of the way we pressed them, the way our shape was a lot better today. The first 20 minutes of the first half was really good. We looked compact. We sort of lost our way slightly in the second part of the first half. You know, they got their goal. But we had a couple of half chances. Again, Wiesa had an attempted overhead kick, but which he obviously pulled out of the bag in the second half. We huffed and puffed a little bit, but I think overall we're going to look back on this day, and I think it's a real good point. We could have took the three, But when you look at this league and in general, football in general, it's all about consistency. And really, we haven't been consistent enough this season, be it defensive problems, injuries or whatever. But I think if we carry on the way we did today, there's no way we are going down, because really we were solid, we looked strong. There was a couple of individual errors. You put them to one side. I think you look back at this game and think, you know what, that's a good point.
That was a good point up the bees. Yeah, happy. Are you happy, B?
Yeah, very happy. Good point against Chelsea. We played really well. We played a lot better than we did against West Ham. A very positive performance. There was some real good. We were getting stuck in. We were making tackles. We were fast. We were direct. You know, a total opposite to where we were at West Ham. And we got a point against a very. You know, look, Chelsea. They're a very good side. You know. To get a point against Chelsea is not to be sniffed at. So, yeah, very happy. We just need to keep going. We've got Arsenal coming up, which is going to be tough. And then we've got Man United. Again, tough games. But as long as we play with that positivity, no fear, we can cause some damage. And we just need to keep going. So, come on, you bees.
You bees. We've got the Savannah Bee, the Georgian Bee, part of the Atlanta Bees posse in the house here. He's still here. He was there a few weeks ago. We thought that he may have gone back to his Georgian home. But no, he's still here. And you are, well, some people might say that you brought a bit of luck to the Bees today.
I hope so. This was the first time I saw a positive result. This was my fourth game, I believe. So I thought I was a bad luck charm. And I was worried about showing up today that I might, end the good luck a little bit. But it worked out for us. I mean, I think we played well, particularly that second half, the beginning. We got a little bit to work on here and there, but we're moving forward. We're moving in the correct direction.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, listen, again, you know, we're not going to bang on about the fact that we've got 3 million players out as well. Defenders out. Collins making silly mistakes. He just doesn't look confident. Aya just doesn't look the player that he is. So, for me, sometimes you've just got to just kind of stick in there and just hopefully hope that it kind of works itself out. And yeah, we let in 2 goals today, but the thing is we keep on scoring goals. So the fact we scored 2 goals today meant that we didn't lose. In another game, if we kind of managed to stop those mistakes, then we would have won the game. So going into the next games, it's just like positive mentality, knowing that we can score goals.
You're absolutely right. No, I think this was the most positive offense that we've had in at least the last 4 games. I mean, in the bad stretches, people will call it. I thought this was the most positive offensively that we looked in a long time. And It's all we got to work on. We've been letting in too many goals. I think if Pinnick was in there, I don't want to speak bad on Zonka, but I think he would have done a lot better.
I do know.
But I love the man. I think he's a great guy, and I think he has a lot of potential. But I mean, those aerial threats in there, he was losing his men a little too easy. But we keep on. Once we get our players back, I mean, 7 starters out, you can't expect to really be performing at the top level. And the fact we can put up a good 1 point against a team like Chelsea. We'll be there.
UBs. That's right, UBs. Listen, I'm going to come over. Listen, one final shout here before I got to sit down and chill out and maybe watch the end of this Luton game here against there. Like I said, 2-0 down against Aston Villa. We've got the teacher in the house, and the teacher wanted to teach us some things. He wanted to teach Chelsea a lesson today, but we didn't quite teach Chelsea a lesson, but we almost taught them a lesson, didn't we? Yeah, teach.
We did almost teach them a lesson. I think, like, we're in that position at the moment where I think there's a fair few of us, and I might put myself in that as well, a bit doom and gloom. We've got a lot of believers, a lot of people that are looking sensibly at the stats and what we're doing, and then they have that belief, and then you have some of us, myself included sometimes, gets a bit carried away with the passion of it all and thinking maybe we're not going to be there. And I think at half time, a few of us were feeling that way, went in at half time 1-0 down a little bit, unsure of where it was going to come from, and then they pulled out our second half, lovely second half, big performances, Roslev, Reguilon, huge, and then Veltman's buried it, and then that Visa finished, I can't wait to see it. And that was what we want to see. We want to see that.
Again, we didn't really explain it on this podcast. Wiese scored a wicked overhead kick for that goal, didn't he?
It was, and funnily enough, it wasn't his first one of the game. Could have had a couple of them. Third one of the game, it was fantastic. It got the crowd going, everybody's spirits were up, And that's just where we want to be. We want to see that kind of Brentford team. That Chelsea side, I'm sorry, like, they can say what they want. They're no good. They're absolutely trash. And we are having our own problems at the moment. And we just showed how bad they were. Because a side with a serious lack of confidence at the moment, no real defence, and we took it to them second half. Reguilón's header, so unlucky. Jan Elts both so unlucky. Could have easily been 3-1. Okay, we didn't get the 3 points today, but a point's really good for us. All round, we take this forwards. Next week's going to be tough, but I've got to say, like, those points are coming. We're going to be fine. We rebuild. Come on, you bees.
Come on, you bees. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Thanks for everybody for listening again. Thanks for all your support. Don't forget to buy some beer, besotted.com/beer. Also, don't forget to check out our podcast next week because we're playing Burnley next week. So we'll probably get the No Name Never crew in the house as well. We try and make it a little bit more regular this time because the game's being all over the place. Me and Laney have been just trying to work out when are we going to record this podcast. So it's been a little bit irregular, but we need to come back because we know it's going to be... No, we're not playing Burnley. We're playing Arsenal next week. I forgot. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. No, this is a big one. I've already spoke to Robbie from AFTV as well. He's doing, to be fair to Robbie as well, a lot of people are like not sure, but he's doing a little positive little, him and his AFTV people coming down and doing a little educational thing for my Barnet Panthers grassroots team as well. So they're going to come down and they're going to do a little presentation, a little workshop for us. So some people, like I said to you, don't disrespect them because they're willing to give their time up for characters, like, you know what I'm saying, and give you the times up for grassroots football. So respect to Robbie. So expect him to be, or one of the posse to be on the podcast next week. But like I said to you, buy us a beer. Don't forget to subscribe on all good podcast channels. But we'll check you out next week because we're going to Arsenal. It's a late game. Can't wait. We're going to be going to do it. As we say,
come on, you bees!
Come on, you bees!
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.